Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, we've talked a lot about the pandemic, the lockdowns, and their impact on the mental health of teenagers. It has not been good. We're going to talk now about this study, and its lead author is Ian Gottlieb. He's with us now. He's a professor of psychology at Stanford University. First of all, Professor, tell us about this new study and what it shows.
Thank you for having me. So what we've been able to show is that the pandemic lockdowns have affected not only the mental health of adolescents, which we've known, we've all known for the last, you know, couple of years, but it's affected the development of their brains. The way that their brains have aged has changed as a function of having experienced the pandemic.
Now, when you say their brains have aged, what exactly does it mean? Because I imagine you're not saying it's made them more mature and more adult, or perhaps you are. Or are you saying that the aging effects as their brains begin to wear down, that's what the study focused on?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. Again, these kids are 15 to 18. When we typically think of brain aging, we think, you know, atrophy when you're 70 or 80 and it starts to affect judgment and inhibition. So what we found is that these kids now have thinner cortex in their brain. So cortical thinning, larger hippocampal volume, larger amygdala volume. Their brains appear to be older than their chronological age compared to the same age kids before the pandemic. So their brains it's accelerated the aging of their brains. Is it an adverse thing? As you said, is it positive? Is it negative? We don't know because we've never seen this in adolescents before. We're following these kids. We're doing another scan when they're 20 to see if it's possible these effects will not persist, but they're just immediate responses to the pandemic. That will normalize over time. But it's also possible that the pandemic has changed the brain development of this cohort of adolescents.
Yeah, I see in the study here that in many cases, it's very similar to the changes seen in children who've dealt with chronic stress and adversity.
Yes, it's similar to changes that we've seen in children who experience very early in life adversity, exposure to violence and abuse or neglect. And you look at their brains at age 20 and you can see some of these same effects. But that's chronic exposure to stress. We've not seen this with the effects of a one-year lockdown.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because there have been times in history kids have gone through all kinds of traumatic events. I'm thinking of London, World War II, young kids going down into the subways to not be bombed out of existence by Nazi
absolutely.
Warplanes. So,
right.
But that was
or
not
the
a
Great
2 year.
Depression here.
Yeah, that was not a 2 year extended thing. This pandemic was a 2 year extended thing of stress. And it's a concern. Because you say you don't know yet if maybe these conditions will not persist, but is the concern if they do persist, is that going to lead to problems in their mental health and their brain health down the road when they become older adults?
Yeah, that's the concern for sure. And I don't want to be alarmist about that because, as you said, we don't know yet. We'll have a better sense after we're able to reassess them as they turn 20. But that is the concern. So what we've done here, you know, we've known that the mental health, that the pandemic has taken a toll on kids' mental health. What we hadn't seen is that that's accompanied by changes in their brain. The hope, of course, is that their mental health improves, that this accelerated brain aging slows. But I really want to focus on the importance of making sure that we are able to support teens' mental health. And I think that alone will have effects, positive effects, on their brain development.
How surprised were you by the study's findings, or were you surprised?
Yeah, we weren't surprised about the mental health findings, but we were very surprised at the extent of the brain aging given the relatively short period of the pandemic lockdown.
Okay. Professor Gottlieb, thank you so much for taking some time for us. Again, that's Ian Gottlieb, study's lead author. He's a psychology professor at Stanford.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.